Then when they finished the Umrah, they completed the Umrah, they are about to leave. So the daughter of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anh, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anh had passed away, we know, in the Battle of Uhud before that. So his daughter had come up and had requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she wanted somebody to look after her, take her, because she was in Makkah Mukarramah and she was staying there, and now there's a treaty, so now there was some type of agreement between the people of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. So immediately Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, taken her and told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha that you look after her. And when he had done this, then Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Zaid radiallahu anhu, they also requested to look after her. Here you've got a young girl that needed somebody to look after her. Sahaba were not like us. Nowadays if somebody needed, a child needs to be taken care of, the father passed away, there's nobody to look after. People think twice, hey, must I look after this child? Can I take care? Or should somebody else help? Why don't the other brothers help? Why this person doesn't help? Why must I take the responsibility? But Sahaba's thinking was different. Each one wanted to take this girl and look after her. So Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu said that this girl is my brother's daughter. So therefore his claim was that I should be given the opportunity to look after her because this is my niece. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu came and said, this is my uncle's daughter, my father's brother's daughter. So therefore I should be looking after her. Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put his claim. He says that this is my uncle's daughter and my wife. Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu is saying that my wife is her khala, her mother's sister. So therefore I've got two claims against this young girl. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this hadith that al-khalatu bi manzilatil that the khala, the mother's sister, the maternal aunt, is in the same status as the mother. So it's as though she is the mother. The khala is as though she is the mother when the mother is not around. So therefore Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu was awarded the opportunity of looking after this young girl. Then when this hadith, this chapter is finishing, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning wa fil babi ahadithun kathiratun fi sahih mashhura minha hadith ashab al-ghar wa hadith Jurayj wa qad sabaqa. He's mentioning, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning that in this chapter of respect to parents and maintenance of family ties, there are many hadith that are sahih and that are well known. And then he's mentioning some of them, or he's just touching on some of them to bring to our attention, meaning he didn't bring these hadith in this chapter, but he brought it in previous chapters, but just to show us that there's so many hadith in this chapter, in under this chapter of respect to parents and maintenance of family ties. So he's touching here on two hadith. One is those companions, Ashabul Ghara, those companions, we did the hadith before, that they were walking and suddenly a heavy storm came. So they went into a mountain, into a cave to take refuge. And a boulder had fallen and had blocked the entrance of the cave. So each one had made dua. And out of the three people, one person made dua that I had aged old parents and my habit was that I used to tend to the sheep and goats. I used to milk them and bring the milk and give it to my parents. One day I came and I found that they were sleeping. I stood at their bedside not to disturb them. Perhaps they'll wake up in the middle of the night hungry. At least I can serve them. Whilst my own children and family were hungry, I waited and I presented and stood the whole night by my parents so that they wouldn't be in any difficulty when they needed and they woke up in the night. So this was what he presented. So Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is hinting towards that hadith. And then that rock, through the barakat of this one amal, that rock had moved a little. So three people made dua. In other words, he's explaining to us that when a person is obedient to his parents, then through the barakat of that obedience, Allah Pak answers the person's duas also. Then he hints to another hadith, or hadith of Juraij. The hadith of Juraij, we did. Juraij was that person was in a monastery and his mother came, he was in Salah and his mother came to call him and he didn't break his Salah to answer his mother. We explained that when it's in Nafil Salah and the person, there's nobody else to attend to the mother, etc., then the person should break his Salah and attend to the mother and see what she wants. So he didn't do this and three times she called for him and then she cursed him that may he not pass away until he sees the face or he's affected by a prostitute. And it happened such that one woman came and she tried to seduce him, but he wasn't affected. So what she did was she went to some farmer, some shepherd, and she seduced that shepherd. And when the baby was born, she told all the people that this is the baby of Juraij. Now he was the pious person of the monastery, like the imam there. So people were very upset. They went and destroyed the monastery. Then Allah Pak had caused that baby to speak, and he spoke in that infancy, and he told them who his true father is. So then people were so happy, they wanted to build another monastery out of gold for him, but he refused. He said, build it as my old monastery was. So he's hinting to this first hadith, we explained that where a person respects his parents, then his du'as are answered. And where a person takes the badwa of his parents, the badwa of the parents are also answered. Like the story of Juraj. Then he says, وَحَدِيثُ مَشْهُورَةٌ فِي الصُّحِيحِ حَذَفْتُهَا اِخْتِصَارًا. There are many other hadiths. I haven't brought it in this chapter to impress upon us how important this is. He said, I left it out just to keep it concise. وَمِنْ أَهَمِّهَا حَدِيثُ عَمْرِ بْنِ عَبَسَ. And from the important hadiths which I haven't brought in this chapter is the hadith of Amr ibn Abasa. الطويل المشتمل على جمل كثيرة من قواعد الإسلام وأدابه. It covers many fundamental aspects of Islam and etiquette. وسأذكره بتمامه إن شاء الله تعالى في باب الرجاء. He says, I shall mention that whole hadith in the chapter that is coming, on the chapter on hope. And then he finishes off just touching on the same hadith which he's referring to. He said, دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمكة. He's referring to that hadith which he's going to come to. That is Amr ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه says that I came to Makkah Sharif, يعني في أول النبوة, in the early days of Islam, in the early days of نبوة. فقلت له ما أنت. So I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, who are you? فقلت فقال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام told him that I am a نبي. فقلت وما نبي. Then he asked this Amr ibn Abbas, asked Rasulullah SAW, what is a Nabi? So قال أرسلني الله تعالى. He said, Allah Pak has sent me, Allah Pak has appointed me. فقلت بأي شيء أرسلك. He said, with what? This Amr ibn Abbas is asking Rasulullah SAW in the early days, with what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you? قال أرسلني بصلة الأرحام. The first thing Rasulullah SAW said, Allah has sent me to maintain family ties. وكسر الأوثان, and to destroy all these idols. وأي يوحد الله, and Allah Pak has sent me so that we can testify and say that there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يشرك به شيئا, and that shirk should not be committed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be worshipped alone and nobody commits shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكَرَ تَمَامَ الْحَدِيثِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَمْ. And then he mentioned the rest of the hadith. So anyway, he's just touching on this to show us the importance of family ties. That don't think that only these hadiths, which were many that we read, don't think that these are the only hadiths that comes with regards to family ties. There are many, many. I have left them out to keep this kitab, to keep this chapter concise. But the interesting thing is, now in the next chapter, he will come with the warnings and the problems that a person will encounter by severing family ties. In other words, continues still in a different angle, he will bring it to show us that this, don't take this thing lightly. It's a very, very serious matter, especially in these times and age. As I mentioned, where people just break up for petty things, we should keep all the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in mind, and it should motivate us to go out of our way to maintain our family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.